Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Quickly here, can we just address Texnado real quick here?
Yeah, sure.
By the way, Berg Simpson, Texnado line, you can actually text us here live in studio in real time. 303-222-5423 is our text. Look, we don't have a choice. We have to mention the Taylor Swift engagement, okay?
Yep.
I know you get upset. You threaten to go to NPR. I mean, some ridiculous threats, actually.
Yeah.
But you do threaten. Look, just bear with us, okay? Do you think we enjoy this? I mean, really, do you think Jamie and I literally were jumping for joy, holding hands this morning and celebrating our big engagement? No, we were not. In fact, we're sick and tired of it, but we have to do it.
Well, I will tell you this. I am happy that two people found love, because I do love love.
Oh, me too.
And I think that they are kind of a perfect match. I will say that. I think somehow they're just perfectly right for each other. By the way, what's the Mahomes wifey's name?
Brittany.
Brittany made a statement. She said, two genuine people fell in love.
And good for them.
Yeah.
Okay. Right? No ill wishes on them. No. I hope they're happy. I hope they have little babies. In fact, I'd like to be their first baby.
So I have a theory.
Well, yeah.
Wait, you want to be
that?
What?
I'd like to be that first baby. Can you imagine how that baby's going to be set up in life?
Woo, Lord. That's a weird thing to say. You want to be their first baby? Like a gigantic man baby?
No. I don't want to be like that baby as of today. I'm just saying that if I weren't on this planet, I'd like to be that baby coming into this world.
You're one of those weird fetish guys, aren't you? Big baby.
Look,
all right, here's my theory.
You're putting a damper on love right now, okay, with this creepiness of yours.
It was just a weird thing. You said it. I want to be their first baby.
No, you're taking it wrong. I'm just saying I want to be that firstborn, because that baby is set up for life. Can you imagine?
All right, so I have a theory.
All right.
You're going to freak out. Everybody's going to be mad at me for saying this. She doesn't stay in relationships. She's going to break it off.
Oh, no.
Yep.
So there will be no wedding is your prediction.
Yep, that's my prediction.
No, like come on.
Because it's going to get boring. Have you ever been engaged for a while? I have. Anyway, it gets boring. Like the excitement of being, all you wanted was getting engaged. And then the dad said she was getting impatient, right? She was getting impatient. So he finally put a ring on it. Well, now that they're living at the Kansas City, it's boring. Blah, you got what you wanted. And now she's going to be like, oh my God, he's so annoying. He's such a man, right? And then I'm going to give it 8 months, and then she's going to break it off.
You know what? I don't think that's out of the out of the question on this.
Bored.
I think it could happen that way.
And it'll be great for her album sales.
Because there's a lot of pressure, too.
Well, yeah,
there's a lot of eyes on you, a lot of judging. She's already, shut down all the comments on her Instagram. She did that yesterday because people were trolling her.
Wouldn't that be, I mean, for her career, just one more, oomph, right?
Yeah.
8 months into it, she, kind of says that he cheated on her or something like that, makes him, the villain, and she needs to be the victim, right? And then, boom, she explodes again. Whole new stadium tour.
I mean,
whole new albums.
It would be the ultimate, because it's just evolving.
Exactly.
And the drama that everyone wants. We hate the drama. We'd hate to see him sad, but the drama would be epic.
It'd be so great.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
You know what? I'm kind of on board now.
Yeah, we sure are negative this morning, aren't we?
Negative.
I thought,
it's
what
great.
Happened to where I'm so happy they found love?
Well, we are, but I'm telling you, she's going to get bored.
And okay, then that's your prediction.
Yeah, and then it's going to be great for her career.
It's about the music.
I think it's going to be the wedding of the century.
Okay.
I think they are going to go full throttle. You can't go back now. You got to go full throttle.
I don't know.
And I think they will. All right, so yesterday, the big announcement. Some of these postings that were online yesterday are hysterical because everybody was reacting with such joy.
I know.
Oh, my God. They were crying. They were so happy over it. Now, when I saw the news, I thought, good for them. Just don't ram it down my throat during the football season. That's all I ask.
Right.
But they will. But all these videos, this first one here is a CBS reporter, an anchor, actually doing the news, hard news, when she gets the text or whatever it is she saw it on her phone and reacts to Taylor is engaged.
Taylor Swift is engaged. Taylor Swift is engaged. Taylor Swift is engaged. This, come back to me. She just posted it. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, it's huge. The ring is ginormous. This is so exciting. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God, it's on her Instagram. It's on her Instagram. It's on her Instagram. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I feel like Paul Revere right now.
Like, you know, how do you roll back into the war in Ukraine after that?
And she's in front of the White House.
Yeah.
She's That's a what White, I mean. She's a White House correspondent.
How do you go back to hard news after that?
It's a weird background. There's the White House behind her.
And
you're right. She was just talking about Ukraine and people dying. And now all of a sudden.
That's not all. Inside the White House, they're having this big meeting with the president and all the top advisors with the press, and he gets asked about it.
The biggest pop culture news of the year broke while we were in this cabinet meeting. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are engaged, and the world wants your reaction, sir.
Well, I wish him a lot of luck. I think he's a great player. I think he's a great guy, and I think that she's a terrific person, so I wish them a lot of luck.
That's inside the White House. It's like, stop. Can we stop?
Oh, my God.
And then I've got a professor. This is at the University of Tennessee, a professor who's teaching a class, and his phone goes off. He gets the alert. They're engaged.
Hello, class. As you know, we were supposed to have a biochem midterm today, but Taylor and Travis just got engaged.
No way.
Due to this information, I can't focus. You all can't focus. Class is canceled. Get out of here. We got it.
That's awesome.
Wow.
That's pretty fun. What a fun thing to do for them.
What a crazy day.
It is.
Can we all simmer down
now?
Oh, my God. Please.